Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sunday Side Up, and I'm Barb Richards. I hope your weekend is great, and I'm hoping you're getting a little bit of downtime, because, Lisa, I think that's a big issue today. People don't take enough downtime.
I think you're right. Just to chill. I think, you know, the daily life stressors are a huge concern, and, you know, it's not just mental illness when we talk about mental health. It's just about well-being and overall feeling good about, you know, your life, yourself. And I think we just need to be aware that, you know, mental illness or mental health conditions affect every family in America. So, you know, we need to be recognizing signs when things are not going well.
Mm-hmm. How has funding been for mental health here in Allen County?
There's been significant reductions in services, especially when you look at funding for community mental health. And, you know, if Park Center was here, Paul Wilson would tell you that he's lost, you know, a lot of money over the years in order to deliver services for community mental health. So it's been a tragedy, I think, locally and nationally for us. You know, the other thing is I was looking at some statistics the other day, and Indiana as a state actually has one of the highest numbers of people with an already identified and diagnosed mental illness. Hmm. So that even made me a little more nervous as we look at, you know, what the community needs are, because I think we're going to continue to see a trend of more and more people struggling with their daily life.
We don't have a huge homeless population here in Fort Wayne, but I always hear that a lot of the homeless people are just suffering from mental issues, that if we could get them into treatment programs. Do you find that to be true? Do you hear that too?
I do. When we're looking at the individuals that are homeless, you know, I mean, it might have been they've had problems with their family because of their mental health problems. There might sometimes be addictions, which, you know, when we're looking at families, every family pretty much in America has suffered from a family member having a mental illness. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very common. And sometimes, you know, families are just kind of stuck. They don't know how to help, or they get tired of trying to help, and that person maybe not doing what they need to do to take the steps to take care of themselves. So they kind of toss up their hands and they say, I give up. Mm-hmm. And that might lead to the person that's, you know, unfortunately living on the streets and suffering, you know, Indiana's cold weather. And there have been some homeless that have passed away.
Does the rescue mission work with you guys on those issues, on identifying, or?
I think we end up referring back and forth. And also just to kind of piggyback what Angela said was, you know, veterans going through post-traumatic stress disorder, that's also a big one for the homeless population, as well as family members, just people around us that we know who've gone through some traumatic experience, really kind of can set some things in motion.
And you have to be brave enough to ask the tough questions.
Right.
It's difficult to do that.
Well, you know, we try to help families be more of an active listener, and also not to be harsh when you approach someone in your life that's experiencing some sort of mental health crisis. You can't be blaming. You can't assume that it's their fault for the way that they feel or the way that they're behaving. So, you know, people can call us, talk to Angela. She'll give them some pointers on how to maybe address an issue with a family member or a friend or a coworker or neighbor, because, you know, people who are struggling are all around us.
Mm-hmm. So do you have like a hotline number, or it's just the office number at 422-6441? Can you explain to us for the Do More for One in Four program?
Well, that is one of our campaigns, just to remind people that statistically one in four are suffering from a mental health crisis. Mm-hmm. And that means that it's everywhere around us.
Yeah, really.
And to seek out the treatment and recognizing those signs when people are really struggling. That's that's really the key right there.
What can we do as a community to continue the forward momentum for Mental Health America here in Allen County? And how can we financially support? How can we get involved?
Well, we certainly welcome volunteers who want to just help us spread the word. We want to give everyone the right information and really educate the public about, you know, making sure that there isn't a stigma, that people are really talking, you know, with the true facts about mental illness. Somebody asked me not too long ago about violence related to people with mental illness. It's rare. People who have mental illness are not normally violent. Mm-hmm. So, you know, making sure that there's not some sort of misconceptions about people. We don't want discrimination to occur with people who come out and say, I have a mental illness. That's always part of that stigma. We don't want anybody to feel embarrassed about it. So getting involved in us is one is just getting the messages out there to mm-hmm. people that you interact with. Certainly donations are very helpful. We can do more education and more campaign in the community if we had additional dollars. Mm-hmm. And they can donate online using PayPal, and they can send us a check. They can call us, and we'll help them figure that out. I think
you can always attend the Lunch and Learn and donate for that also.
And you said you have a Facebook page?
Yes,
we do. So you post your Lunch and Learns on the Facebook page,
yes.
The subject matter. I think that those are some great outreach programs to be able to provide to the community. Is bullying is such a big buzzword. A person who's a bully, is that a mental illness? Or is it just that they're just a jerk?
Well, and I think it goes back to treating people with dignity and respect. And sometimes, you know, our society, we don't always do that. And I think it's really teaching, whether it be our kids or young adults or even as adults. I mean, there's some type of bullying.
Oh, bullying, you know, in the workplace, I think, is a...
Oh, yeah.
And I think, it, you know, the bully may cause someone else to have a mental health issue because typically the bully just breaks you down until you think that you're not worth anything.
Right. And, you know, definitely can create some esteem issues. And it might even cause, you know, that, again, that stigma to where I don't want to seek help because... And even those buzzwords, you know, trying to be more aware of your own language, watching and trying to get that crazy word out of your mouth, you know, just stop saying it. You know, oh, that person's crazy. It just being more respectful and understanding, you know, let's back that up and let's not say something along those lines, because that is a form of that stigma. And we're just kind of, we teach that to our kids. Our kids are hearing us saying that. So it's how we present ourselves and being very careful about how we talk about certain issues.
Yeah, I think that's true. And, of course, you know, that's always been the thing with eating disorders, you know, because that other image, it's just in the and we all say stuff like that. We'll all say, oh, she's so skinny, she's so pretty, you know, and then you don't realize what you just said, that just, again, solidifies that image that causes some people some big issues.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And any fundraisers that are coming up?
We are still working on what we want to do this late spring, but on October.
Mid-October.
There you go.
We'll look up the exact date for you. And we'll get it posted.
We will have Removing the Mask Gala. It's a formal dinner and dance and silent auction. We had our first annual this past October and a huge success. And it's about removing the mask of stigma of mental illness. So a great way to help us out. We're always looking for financial support in order to really help us develop additional community resources to help people with mental illness. Mm-hmm. So that's really where your gifts will go, is education, materials, having someone on the other line on the phone to answer your questions about what you can do.
All right, very good. Any sponsors lately that you might want to say a big thank you to that have been especially supportive of Mental Health America?
Well, we are always grateful to our local foundations, Community Foundation, St. Joe Health Foundation, the Lutheran Foundation, very supportive of us. And people like Tower Bank have been helpful to us, and Salem Bank.
I put you on the spot. I know you don't want to not leave anybody out there. I'm sure that there's a list.
No, but absolutely not. We thank everyone.
The website is MHAAC.com. That's Mental Health America, Allen County. Phone number is 422-6441. Feel free to call Angela.
Oh, great.
No, she please said do. It was okay to call you.
Yes, please do.
And you're obviously going to be able to give some good advice and good direction and work as a resource. I think that's what we really need to remember here is that you guys will be able to listen, take that issue, help them get to where they need to be and help. So you're unsung heroes to me. All you guys are. So very, very cool. So thanks for joining us. Check them out on Facebook. Don't be afraid to check them out. Is really, if there's something that's just not right in your life or somebody not right with a family member, ask the tough questions and seek some help because it really is just a phone call away. So Lisa Freeman doing a great job as executive director. Keep it up. Angela Helmsing, thank you so much for bringing your expertise and for working so hard for the mental health of Allen County. Really, really appreciate it. Their number again, 422-6441. Everybody out there, have a good weekend. Take a little bit of time for yourselves, right?
Definitely.
Take a deep breath. It's all going to be good. This is Sunday Side Up, and I'm Barb Richards. Have a great weekend, everybody.